This is the Fitzy and Whipper with Kate Ritchie podcast.
Going over this.
What?
Just any time I read a headline that says HSC exams, I just get a little bit nervous. I mean, I did mine not very well, believe it or not. I battled through. I don't know if Kate knows my what was called TER back then.
I got a I think I got a TER.
What did you get?
But you weren't in Sydney, though, were you?
No, but
was it a TER nationally?
Tertiary entrance ranking.
Yeah, what did I get?
Yeah.
Well, it's none of your business.
Okay. Well,
I did incredibly well, considering I was at school 2 days a week.
Wow.
Ask how he went.
If you'd like to gloat, by all means.
How did you go? God, I hope I got more than you.
Oh, you did. You did. Don't worry. Were you in the 20s, were you?
No.
Well, you would have got more than me if you were.
Oh.
I got 16.6, rounded up to 17.
But it was still a pass, which is weird.
We just had to complete the course, Ryan. We've been over this many, many times.
I didn't know that you just had to complete it. You just had to be there, I suppose, and just rock up to get through.
Did you not...
try?
Okay. Well, yeah, did you actually answer the questions and get them wrong, or did you not attempt?
Oh, no, I attempted. Like, I think I just got them wrong, but I didn't really care. So I probably donkey voted a lot of the multiple choice.
It was also hard that he didn't click with any of the other students, because when you're 23 and they're 17, 18, it's hard to actually have to be on the same level.
That was annoying, you know. They were all still living at home and I'd moved out. I was living in Brisbane at the time. Had to fly back for the exam. They were
doing breakfast radio in Sydney. It was really hard.
We're getting in the way. What's fascinating, this headline reads, "Don't look at me like that."
I'm just sitting here thinking... And that little number, it kind of explains some things.
Does it, mate?
Oh.
No, not about your level of intelligence, but about...
Please don't feel sorry for me.
Maybe how you feel about the world.
It's just got heavy, didn't it?
And your place in it and where you sit. But we don't need to talk about that now. I want to do the cheating
700
thing.
Students were caught cheating in the exams last year.
Wow. 700.
How are you doing it these days?
It wasn't just the exams that you were sitting. It was also the assessments that were done at home. So assignments that were done. And they've put it down to one piece of technology, which it looked like a truckload of kids just went to, and it's called ChatGPT. So all these assignments were coming in, and they were all the same.
Identical.
Because people had just typed in the same thing. They'd literally just typed in and put into ChatGPT the exact question that was asked. So they got like 500 of the same answer. At least cheat using your brain and mix it up a bit. 13, 24, 10, how did you cheat? What was your way forward so you had your little scam working and you're able to get through with a better mark than maybe you could have?
I was always taller than everyone else, and that was a massive advantage.
It would have been.
Well, just to look over people's shoulders, and I had good eyesight as well, Kate.
Yeah, you need that.
You had binoculars.
And I was also quite smart, street smart in the sense that, you know, I would have my group of friends, but then I befriended the nerds.
Yep.
So I always got along with them well, and Mum would always, a very hearty lunch that I would have that I would offload to certain
kids. That's good.
And they would always look after me when it came to test time. And that was something as simple as, Kate, if you're sitting next to someone, if they could just roll their shoulder back a little bit and just put their answers in a little bit bigger than usual.
That's great.
Easy to read.
Really?
Similar to the story we told the other day about the girl that was at school and she was being bullied. All of a sudden, one of the kids who was popular in the class, who was no good at his work, said, "Hey, don't you pick on that girl. She's with me." And then he went over to her and said, "By the way, I'll keep the bullies away if you get my homework done."
Oh.
There's always a way. There's always a way. There wasn't for me, but outside of that, there's always a way. So what did you get for your TER, Kate Ritchie, now that I've embarrassed myself?
I won't be telling
30s.
You. I don't talk about...
30s or 40s?
Way higher than that.
50s?
I don't talk about religion. What you get paid.
You mentioned Easter before.
Your TER.
They're the three things, are they?
Yep.
You went to an agricultural school, didn't you?
Yeah, a selective agricultural school. So please don't say that because it was agricultural, they had all the dumbos from the bush.
So did you specialise in a certain area?
Well, I topped agriculture in year 8, number 1 in the grade.
So you could run a farm?
Hey, Kate.
I could give it a good crack.
What about this? Answer this for me, Kate.
I'd love a farmer. I was going to grow up and marry the boy that wore the moleskins in year 10.
Farmer wants a wife. Goodness. Home and Away Star wants a farmer.
I do. Yeah. Actually, yes.
She does, as it turns out. Yeah. It's pretty consistent.
Farmer wants a former child star.
Oh.
I'm so much more than a former child star.
I better clean this up.
We don't know how much more you are because you won't tell us your TER story.
Robin Monavar, we're talking about school cheating and exams. 700 kids were caught cheating in their HSC exams last year. Rob, you got a story about a dad helping his son, is that right?
Yeah. I think he was the cleaner at the school.
Yeah.
He got hold of the exam, copied it, gave it to his son, who then distributed it to like six of his mates. They all got caught. Yeah. Weren't punished, which is somewhat surprising.
Yeah.
And then the whole 150 boys in this HSC year had to resit the exam.
Oh, no.
And they were all pretty ropeable, as you could imagine.
Oh.
And they weren't allowed, there wasn't allowed to be any sort of recriminations against these students who did actually cheat and got caught. So
yeah,
it was pretty ordinary.
But, Rob, good idea. I mean, if we talk about angles, if someone was to dress up as a cleaner and just float around in the hall where the exam was sat, that's a pretty good in, isn't it?
Why? Well, it's just
a good angle of getting in there and seeing the paper that ends up in the bin.
Rob, do you think that they're... do you think the discipline was they didn't discipline these kids and the father, but they, because the rest of the class or the year level had to resit the set, do you reckon that was punishment enough for them?
The whole year had to
If any of the other students had a crack at these guys who cheated, they were going to get punished themselves. So I thought that was pretty unfair.
But I think the moral question we have to ask ourselves here, if you were the cleaner and the father, you see the exam, do you give it to your son?
No, you don't.
No, you're not helping them in the long run.
But you know, I think the most important point to make with this discussion is that your school mark doesn't mean everything. It doesn't mean much these days. I'm a bit against the system, guys. I'm a bit of a, I'm a bit of a free spirit. You know me.
Well, thankfully.
I've broken out against the establishment. I'm loose.
I just don't think that as a son, and I'm not a son or a father, but teaching your son that the only way to get ahead is to cheat, I don't think that's a good life lesson.
If May was coming to you and she said, I'm so nervous about these exams, and you had a copy of the exams, what are you going to do, Mum?
I would absolutely
give it to her.
Never, ever. Give her. Do you know what I would say to her? I'd say, it's okay. Your feelings are normal and they're your feelings to have. You're allowed to feel nervous about this.
Yeah. But the answer to multiple choice questions.
No, I wouldn't. I'd say, do you know what? You are enough, regardless of how you do in this exam.
Em, you've got something on the topic?
Kind of the opposite, though. So I've just found this online. A school in the Philippines has gone to great lengths to stop their students in an exam cheating. So it's asked each of the students to create pop-up culture hats.
Oh, like an anti-cheating hat.
An anti-cheating hat, but, like, get as creative as you like. And the only sort of prerequisite was that it had to cover your peripheral vision.
Right, so there's a bike helmet.
Great idea.
There was a bride in Minecraft head, and the teacher said that they would get a bonus point for creativity.
I would have got a better mark if I was able to be creative. You would have got one.
Your exam with
turn up in a bike helmet.
Might have hit double digits.
This marshmallow.
Look at Michael, everyone, in his leather mask and a zip on it.
Sits in Whipper with Kate Ritchie is a Nova podcast. For more great shows like this, download the Nova Player via the App Store or Google Play. The Nova Player.